This is the Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke is here to take up cash rents, but not regular cash rents, really, Gary. Those that are afforded by professionally managed farmland investors and owners and managers.
Yep, that's right. What yearly the Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers conducts a study of prices and cash rents and other rental things in the state, and every year they come out with an estimate of what farm or cash rents are on professionally farm managed farmland. So that's what we're talking about.
What do we find this year?
All right, so this is for 2013, so this is the year that we're in, and they break their cash rents down by four land quality classes. For excellent quality land, which is anything over 190 bushels of corn per acre, so they expect over 190 bushels per corn. The average is $396 per acre, so, and that's up about from $379 from in 2012. So it's up about $17-$18 from the 2012 level. Good, which would be from 170 to 190, $339 an acre. Average, which would be from 150 to 170 bushels per acre, $285. And fair, which is below 150, would be $235 per acre.
How did they calculate the bushels to the acre?
That's again, what they do is they ask their professional farm managers, and they say take a 5-year average. What would you expect for a 5-year average from this piece of land? And if it's over 190 bushels, it would be excellent quality farmland.
Did they throw out last year? Apparently,
it's part of a, that should be a part of a 25-year average, I guess. But last year was an anomaly, obviously.
Did you do anything else with the study and the numbers?
Well, you know, what's always interesting is the range of farm rents. And they also ask for their highest one-third leases, highest one-third of their leases, mid one-third of their leases, and low one-third. Just to give you a feel, for excellent quality land, the average of the high one-third leases was $447 per acre, and the low one-third was $320 an acre. So that's a range there of just those high and low of over $100 an acre. Just gives you a feel for the variability that's out there. And when we talk about averages, even professionally farm managed land has this large range, and if we threw in all land, that would get much larger.
I suspect if we looked at just general cash rents across the state that are surveyed by USDA, that's even a broader range.
That would be a broader range, and typically those cash rents are a little bit lower than professionally managed farmland for a variety of reasons. But their range, it's easy to have ranges in cash rents of $150 above and below the average.
Much of a difference did you make note geographically in the state for the professionally managed properties?
Mainly due to productivity differences. So you'd see southern Illinois with lower cash rents, and northern and central Illinois higher, and more of the cash rents in central Illinois are higher than other places.
Anything else?
Just other to note that the cash rent increase between 2013 and 2012 was like $17 an acre. That was much less than between 2011 and 2012, when the increase was $60 an acre. So we've seen an increase between 2012 and 2013, but not as much between 2011 and 2012.
You've been watching these numbers for several years now. Do they ever decrease from year to year?
Well, we haven't seen that in a long time. So the last time you'd probably saw cash rents, the average cash rents decrease was in the 1980s. That we don't have the professional farm managers series going back that far, and the averages did. It'll be interesting to see what happens in 2014, because we're likely, if we have a normal crop year, we're going to be looking at lower commodity prices going into 2014, and we might see a leveling off of cash rents. I doubt that we'll see a decline unless we have a severe drop in commodity prices.
from your professional point of view as a farm management specialist, when you take into account all of the costs, are the numbers that we talked about usable?
All right. In essence, they're saying that excellent quality land has cash rent of $400. Non-land costs will be a little over $500, so say $900 of costs there. If you have, just for easy figuring, 200 bushel corn yield, that works out to be something over $4 corn, which may or may not happen. I mean, it's worked out obviously the past several years with higher prices and higher crop insurance payments, but if we get back to $4.50 corn or below $4 corn, it won't work.
You'd need $5 corn to make $100 an acre in that case.
Yep. So, and you know that what we've been seeing is those cash rents edge up. I suspect if we had not had the drought last year, the 2012 drought, we wouldn't have seen an increase in cash rents. But those higher prices kept those cash rents going up.
Thanks so much, Gary.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist at the University of Illinois. You can read more from him on professionally managed farms and cash rents on the Farm Doc Daily website. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.